Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he had sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and persecute you, and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you." Gospel of the Lord.
Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia.
The eight Beatitudes showing us the way for perfection. But at the end, Jesus promised, "Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven." So when we practice virtues, not for praise from the people, not just for our own glory, this is one of the ways to follow the will of God, to be humble, to serve, to listen, losing yourself for others. But Jesus promised, the reward will be great in heaven. So our reward is not on earth, but in heaven. So many times we did something good to others, there might be no response, no thank from the other people. Let it be. You have to be in peace. We are not looking for reward on earth. Everything we do for the greater glory of God. That's all. This is a promise. The reward will be great in heaven. So since we live on earth, so Jesus is teaching us not to seek earthly favor. Because we are called to live like Jesus. Jesus on earth, he left a dusting for his glory. The only thing is for the glory of God. We too were invited to follow him. Many times I feel angry because people are not paying attention to what we are saying, to what we are suggesting. Or even when we do something good for people, there might be no response, no reward. At times we may doubt whether we should continue or not. But Jesus is telling us, just continue to love. He on earth never stopped loving. Every moment, you see, on his way of the cross, a lady used a handkerchief to clean the sweat from his face for thanking that lady. He put his finger in that cloth. Jesus is always thankful for what we do. So even though people do not take us important, but Jesus will take us important. Jesus is listening. Jesus is accompanying us. So thank the Lord that we are not lonely. Jesus is always with us. This is we should say we are blessed. Whatever you do, yes, important. But important to do for the sake, for the glory of God, for the sake of Jesus. That's all. Then you will have peace. We pray for one another. Today, whatever we do, only not to seek the glory of on earth, but do everything for the glory of God the Father.